I always love the Sunday after Thanksgiving because it's a wonderful time to review God's goodness and his faithfulness to our church. And so this Sunday, we've been doing for the last 8 years, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, is a time for us just to recall this past year, what has God done that is so wonderful and amazing? And I will tell you the reason that we started doing this was because I had lunch with a gentleman from our church about 10 years ago, and he has since gone on to be with the Lord. I will tell this story every year just so that you know my heart behind why we do this, because at that lunch meeting, David kept saying to me respectfully, and he was from England, so he's like, Gary, his Gary, why don't we do this and do that as a church? How come we're not involved in this? How come we don't do that and the other? And so he laid all these different things, and I said to him, David, we actually do all those things. And he said, really? And it wasn't that he was uninformed. It was that we hadn't done our job to explain the different things that are happening around here. And the reason why I usually err on the side of not talking about stuff that we do is because I just don't want to get near that line of taking any glory from the Lord. Oh, look what Cornerstone does, and patting ourselves on the back. So please understand, when David said this to me, because his response when I said we do all these things, he was like, why aren't you letting the congregation know so that we can join in thanksgiving to God? And that just really convicted me that at least once a year, we can just kind of pull back the curtain of some of the inner workings here at Cornerstone to let you know what God has been up to. But please know, the emphasis is on what God has been up to. And we are just giving thanks and glory to God for all that he has done. And this is our annual year, our annual Sunday to do that year after year. So I'll open up with Exodus 15:11. It simply says this, who is like you, Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? Like, in other words, there is no one else like the Lord who has done marvelous things, awesome and glorious deeds, doing wonders that we couldn't even really imagine. And so God has always wowed us year after year. Well, every year we've been doing this for the last 8 years. One of our elders, Marwan Rivka, has been giving you the update, but we're about to pass the torch today, and Marwan will explain a little bit more. So welcome Marwan Rivka as he comes.
Good morning. In 1998, my family relocated to this area, and we found the church pretty quickly, and my wife and I, have been blessed. We've been part of the church for 27 years now, and during that time, we just really involved ourselves in the church. We volunteered, we opened doors, we greet people, we ushered. We served in the children ministry, whatever it took, just to be part of the church. I say that to encourage you, if you're new or just routinely here, do that part of Cornerstone Chapel is. You'll be a blessing to others, but trust me, you will get a big blessing from doing so as we have experienced it. So I also had a joy and blessing and privilege of serving on the Timothy Council, which is the board of elders for the church for over 20 years. Now, during those years that we've been here, there have been a lot of changes at Cornerstone Chapel, but at the same time, there are very big constants that we have. Example, changes is what building do we meet? First it was the school, then the strip mall, then God blessed us with this facility. So those are changes of where we meet. We used to have 10 services for Easter and Christmas. Now we can do them here. We're 10 services. Next year, we'll start in mid-November, maybe, for the middle of the services. But we have people who come to us, they hear the word, and they want to worship here with us at this church. We have people who join us and be part of our staff. We welcome people who come and want to contribute to the church in whatever way they are. But the constant thing that has never changed is what makes Cornerstone Chapel. So lots of changes happening, but who we are. For example, I always list those things. There's always been a very big, I felt it and we've noticed it, God's favor on our church. Not, we don't pat ourselves on the back. We are just thankful for his favor. Why we also we think is because we just preach and teach God's word from the Bible. We make him known. We make him known also through serving our church body, our community, around the U.S., around the world. We do that to make him known. That's the reason we do that. We also are very thankful for who you are. You make the church. You are generous in your giving, your tithe and giving. And we have been, and we will pray, we'll always be good stewards in what has been provided to us. But today, we have a constant and a change. Again, like Pastor Gary said, I've been blessed to be able to give those updates just to share what we have witnessed in the past year. So that's going to be a constant. But the change is we have our executive pastor, Andy Wagner, who is going to give the update today. So please welcome Pastor Andy.
Thank you, Marwan. So excited to be with you today on this Thanksgiving weekend. Yes, the methods change, but the mission stays the same. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 100, if you brought your Bibles, turn to Psalm 100. As Pastor Gary shared, we started doing this several years ago, and we quickly realized how much of a blessing it was to us and the congregation to look back and discuss all that God has done. Not that it necessarily should have surprised us, but as a growing church over the years, sometimes we can get busy just focusing on what keeping up with what God is doing. Do we have enough chairs for everyone? Do we have enough food? Do we have enough parking spaces? Do we have enough Bibles? And then after that event or service is over, then we just would look to the next event. And sometimes that got in the way of us making the time or taking the time to look back and reflect at what God has done. And so today we take a breath this weekend to reflect, to look back, to celebrate what God has done and what we are thankful for. So we're going to start in Psalm 100. I memorized Psalm 100 as a kid, and I realized that as I look back at Psalm 100. And so if you ever think about our children's ministry, if you ever think about your kids memorizing scripture, it took me about reading about through this about twice before I picked it up, and I could read it again by memory, even though I hadn't looked at this chapter or memorized it since I was about 10 years old. Psalm 100. This is the only psalm. There's 150 psalms. This is the only one titled A Psalm of Thanksgiving. And so we're going to read this today. Psalm 100 says this: Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. As we look back and reflect, one of the first things we want to share and be thankful for is that verse 2 of how much our church serves the Lord with gladness. We are thankful today for our volunteers. In fact, if you volunteered for anything in 2025 in any capacity, would you just stand so that we could applaud you? Amen. Thank you. Just to show you how much we rely on our volunteers, just on a Sunday morning, we rely on 350 volunteers. Think about all the different positions that we have in children's ministry, from nursery all the way up through middle school. Think about the parking lot attendants in the rain and the sleet this morning, helping everyone find a spot. Our greeters, our ushers, our security that keeps the building secure, our nursery, our food service, all those playing instruments and singing on stage with worship, our middle school volunteers and those in video and audio that capture what we do here and make sure that people can view it online. We are thankful for our volunteers, 350 each Sunday. And then over the course of the year, 3,000 different opportunities to volunteer that are filled by our congregation. We are thankful for our volunteers. Whether you're holding a baby in the nursery or you're helping park a car, or you're passing out candy at the harvest party, playing an instrument, teaching or singing with third graders, or you're passing out food or diapers or firewood to the community at one of our service projects, you are serving the Lord with gladness, and we are so thankful. Your reputation throughout the town of Leesburg and throughout Loudoun County goes before you. We are known as a community of believers that serves. I was just speaking with a captain of Leesburg Police Department, and he mentioned that out of the blue. So thankful for the congregation here at Cornerstone, because your reputation is one of a reputation as a congregation that serves the community, and we are thankful for you. The largest community outreach that we do every year is our annual harvest party. You saw pictures of our harvest party. We just had this about a month ago. We had over 150 volunteers and staff come together. Our harvest party is basically, we just throw a party for our community as an alternative to Halloween, and we had over 6,000 people come to our harvest party this year. So we're so thankful for our U.S. outreach team, along with the volunteers, that's able to put that event on with food and games and candy, and that's just one example of how our U.S. outreach team blesses the community. U.S. outreach is a team that helps those in our congregation. They help those in the community, locally and across the United States, to help with food needs, to help with job needs, to help with house repairs, to help with construction, to help with housing. And just in our community alone, our team totaled over 1,000 volunteer hours, and we're able to serve over 17 service projects and 3 distribution events to help supply the community with food and supplies. And to give you a better idea of what our U.S. outreach team is all about, here's a video of just one of the families that we were able to help this year.
My name is Joy. I was born in China. I live with my mom and dad and my 2 younger siblings. China is a country that only believes government, and they persecuted all the religion. One day when my dad is preaching at our church, there is an undercover cop coming to our house, and he yelled at us saying that we can't have a church here. He is really upset. He pushed my dad down the stairs, and my dad got hit in the head really bad, and he broke his leg. I also really scared that I'm gonna lose my parents, and then probably they're gonna go to jail. We just decided to move to a safe place. One day, a friend of ours told us that Virginia is a great place to live, and after many prayers, we decided to move there. The first day that we attended at Cornerstone Church, Pastor Gary asked my dad, "What do you want to do now?" And my dad just said that he doesn't want to stop preaching and sharing the gospel. So we got connected with the U.S. outreach team, and they helped us a lot with our apartment, and also they helped me with my school.
When we lived in China, we didn't dare to admit our identity. We could not freely preach or share the gospel of God with others. When I came to the United States, being a Christian country, I could honorably tell others, "I am a pastor." It was also the first time we came to Cornerstone, and yet we were treated like family.
We were helped in so many ways. We were very touched, as though we had joined a big family. This is a church where God's presence is here, a church blessed by Him. We are willing to commit ourselves to this church, to glorify God's name here, to preach the gospel, and to help this church become a blessing to many more people.
We are truly grateful to God and thankful to all the brothers and sisters in the church who have given of themselves. May the Almighty God bless every pastor and worker who has served us. We thank the church for accepting us, for loving us, for embracing us. You have helped us settle down here in an apartment, helped our children go to school so that we don't feel like strangers in a foreign country. You have helped us quickly adapt to life here, helped us learn English, and allowed us to fully integrate into this big American family and society.
Thank you also for taking care of our children, making them feel secure and settled. May God's blessings be with you all.
Amen. Amen. We are thankful for our U.S. outreach team. Outside of the 17 local projects, the outreach team went on 5 different trips to Asheville, North Carolina as well to help clean up and rebuild after Hurricane Helene, and dozens of you went on those 5 trips. We also want to mention how many shoeboxes were collected. Our U.S. outreach team hosts our Operation Christmas Child, and so all the shoeboxes were brought back last week, and 6,500 boxes in total were brought back into this building. We know that 4,500 boxes were here locally, 1,200 boxes were created online, and then another 600 boxes were made by our students at Cornerstone Christian Academy. So totaling 6,500 boxes that were able to go out. So we're thankful for that as well. Obviously, every act of service, whether in our backyard or around the country, is an opportunity to carry out our mission. Although the methods change over the years, the mission of making them known stays the same, and we celebrate our local U.S. outreach. We also have a global outreach team. So the global outreach team focuses on making him known around the world, and we're thankful for global outreach. This year, we took 6 trips to 4 different countries and have a video for you that highlights all those trips, followed by a video that highlights just one of the trips that we took to Uganda. So take a look at the screens.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is doing big things in Uganda. Known as the Pearl of Africa for the beauty of its natural landscapes, it is the home of the source of the Nile River and over 50 million souls. While many modern advancements have found their way to the cities of Uganda, there are still remote villages without clean water, enough food to eat, or the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is where we go, to the villages in the bush of Africa that previously had no roads to access them, no wells to draw water from, no agriculture to sustain life. These are the villages where witchcraft once ruled, but now we're overcome by the love of Jesus and the power of his name. These are the villages where Jesus now reigns, and we have the privilege to join in the work he is already doing. These villages are now filled with the laughter of children, songs of praise, and the teaching of God's holy word. There is so much more to be done, so many souls that are yet to be reached, and lives God longs to change. This is why we go. because we believe in making him known, not just in our own communities, but around the world, where the Holy Spirit is constantly on the move. God is doing big things in Uganda, and we are honored to be a part of it.
God has built so many leaders in and around the community because they see again and again and again and again and countless agains what God is doing through medicine and the gospel and what Jesus Christ is doing to change lives and industry. It's just amazing.
God's love is like so evident here, and I like have never felt it this extreme anywhere I've been.
When you come here and you see all these people that are so full of the Holy Spirit, that would have never happened, but God made a way and made a miracle and something that they didn't think possible.
Amen. While we're not able to visit all of our missionaries around the world, we are able to celebrate them and support them through our Christmas catalog. And so Global Outreach has created a Christmas catalog that allows you to support and be helpful. Pastor Austin talked about this catalog during our announcement time. And so this catalog allows us to support our missionaries. And so, for example, last year, through this catalog, our congregation gave $27,000 for food, water, and livestock distribution. So you think livestock distribution, that went to 10 oxen with yokes and plows to plow the fields for a church family in rural Haiti. We also gave $39,000 to provide for education in schools and vocational and job training. $53,000 was raised and went towards medical care, about which half of went to buy an anesthesia machine for a medical clinic in Uganda. $34,000 went to purchase Bibles, including 2,000 Bibles in the Pakistani language in China and the Czech Republic, each Bible in their own language. We also purchased a new vehicle for a missionary in Chile and another new vehicle for a missionary in Hungary. We also were able to buy 115 sets of blankets and pillows for an orphanage that we support in Malawi. $10,500 for sewing machines were purchased and given to refugees in Egypt so that they could sew and support their families. So overall last year, through this catalog, 856 individual donations came in for a total of over $275,000. So thankful. So thankful for the global outreach ministry and the generosity of those who participated with that catalog. And if you're interested in supporting the missionaries this Christmas, donations of any amount are welcome. There's a table in the atrium where you can find out more, pick up the catalog, and you can visit our global page on our website. Well, we also want to thank God for those who worship with us across the U.S. and around the world. We have 176 K groups, or Koinonia groups, around the U.S., most of them in Loudoun County in this area. And then in addition, we have 9 official watch groups that come together to watch our services and countless unofficial watch groups that get together each week to study God's word through Pastor Gary's teachings, including one group in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and this group wanted to say hi to us today.
Hello, Cornerstone Chapel. We are a watch group that meets every Sunday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We participate in every part of the service, including singing, greeting, and communion. We end our time praying together and have other times of fellowship. We love being a part of Cornerstone Chapel and are so thankful to God for our group and the people that He continues to bring to us. Keep in mind that whenever we hear the words, "Welcome to our online viewers," here is our reaction.
That's awesome. We just found out the only time they weren't cheering is when they were told they can't go to Israel. No, they just have to wait a week before they sign up. But we did have a lot of people watching online that went to Israel with us a month ago. And what we were amazed about were how invested they were with the church. They give financially. They're invested in our website. They follow us on Sundays and Wednesdays. They follow our Tuesday morning and Tuesday evening women's Bible studies. Many of them were connected and participating, enrolled in our CCBI that meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They follow our men's Bible study on Fridays. They know more about the church than I do. They pay attention to our announcements, ask great questions, and we're so thankful for those watch groups, the one in Lancaster and all around the U.S. that can't make it here in person, but they do make the effort to come together each week to watch our services and build community. The next slide that I have is a map, and all of those dots represent prisons where the inmates are able to hear our services through a free app. This is 410 prisons across 37 states are able to listen to our services. So we're thankful for that. This is a fairly new app that was made available to them. And because of this app, we get emails, we get letters from those asking for Bibles, asking with prayer requests, and we're thankful for those who were able to watch. The next slide is a map of radio stations. We are on the radio, and you can listen to Pastor Gary on the radio in 691 cities across 45 states, and even three cities in New Zealand that get the radio station so that we're able to share the gospel with those around the U.S. Also around the world, I remember sharing, we were talking over a Thanksgiving several years ago where we were so excited that that our messages went around the world in 25 different countries. And then we looked into it this year and found out that today our services are reaching 122 countries around the world. And so we're thankful for the online viewers. So we have people watching from Denmark and Jordan and Kuwait and Fiji and Nepal and Croatia. And we're thankful for those viewers across the country and around the world on YouTube, on Facebook, and on our website. Despite the fact that we don't spend any money or energy trying to promote, build subscribers or viewerships. So in other words, as God's word, as his word tells us, as his word goes out, as his name is lifted up, he draws all men to himself, and people are watching in prisons and on the radio and around the world, opening their eyes and giving them a desire to learn and grow and learn more about Jesus. And so we're thankful for those who join us and watch online. We're also thankful for God's provision. This is typically one of Marwan's favorite areas to share about, and I'll try to do as good a job as he does, despite the fact that I don't have the financial acumen nor the Lebanese accent, but I will do my best. As a church this year, we are on pace to donate over $5 million to those in need locally and around the world. So many of those things we've highlighted today. Praise God. Praise God for his provision. We're also able to continue to support the ministry of Cornerstone Christian Academy, helping to keep tuition low and providing hundreds of thousands of dollars in scholarships to those in financial need. Just last month on campus, we started renovation of our kindergarten building, and we're pleased to announce to our high school students at CCA that when they become a senior, their senior trip will join us on a trip to Israel. So we were excited about that. And they were excited about the opportunity to go to Israel and also the fact that we're going to provide partial scholarships for each student that wants to go. Regarding expansion at the school, we would love to move forward with campus expansion projects like more athletic fields, additional classrooms, larger auditoriums. We know these projects will cost millions of dollars, and if you'd like to support that endeavor, you can give to the church via our education fund. We also wanted to share that because of your generosity over the years, our entire campus here, including our ministry building, including our courtyard, we are entirely debt-free. So praise God. Praise God for that. We continue to aggressively pay down the debt that we have on renovating our campus at Cornerstone Christian Academy. And we look forward to being completely debt-free on that campus in less than a year and a half. So praise God for that. There are different ways to give. Reminder, if you haven't moved your new giving system to the MyCC, we encourage you to do so. We think over half of you have already done that. So do that before the new year. You'll be able to access your end of year giving statement through MyCC, and you'll be able to set up recurring giving if you'd like to do so. You can also download the Cornerstone Chapel mobile app and log in using your new MyCC login credentials. This will give you access to the teaching library. It'll give you access to your account information and allow you to give and register seamlessly on your phone. All these ways to give, you can learn more at cornerstonechapel.net/give. And if you have any questions, you can email our accounting department at accounting@cornerstonechapel.net. We are thankful for God's provision. Finally today, we want to celebrate new believers. As you can tell, the mission here at Cornerstone is to make him known. And so far this year, we've had 1,500 people make decisions to follow Jesus. And so we're so thankful for that. These decisions have been made in our Sunday services, on Easter, Christmas Eve, at our retreats around the world, on our mission trips, our revival night, our youth camps. So we're excited about those who have made decisions. In addition, we've given away over 1,000 Bibles to people here at Cornerstone, as well as sending Bibles for free to anyone who's requested one across the U.S. or even abroad. And to make decisions public, we've celebrated by baptizing over 950 people here at Cornerstone in our courtyard and in pools and lakes around the world. And so we wanted to celebrate that as well. And to celebrate with us, take a look at this video. Well, this Thanksgiving season, while we do look forward to Christmas, Pastor Austin already has me saying Merry Christmas. And we do look forward to Christmas and the new season, but we do want to make sure that we took time to reflect, to look back, to celebrate what God has done through you as you've served the Lord with gladness and as you've given generously from your hearts. And our hope is that as we look back with Thanksgiving, God will fill our hearts with peace and hope for the future as we look in anticipation, knowing that God is faithful. Amen. Let's pray. God, we have come into your presence with singing. We've entered into your gates with thanksgiving. We recognize that you are good, that your mercy is everlasting, and that your truth endures through all generations. God, we ask that you continue to guide us, you continue to find us faithful as we endeavor to make you known locally, across the U.S., and around the world. It's in your name we pray. Amen.